Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Secret Language of Work Hyper-Helpful Scripts for Every Situation by Aaron McGough is a practical career communication guide built around a simple promise you should not have to. Guess what to say at work? Positioned as a professional development and workplace etiquette resource, the book focuses on the hidden curriculum of professional life, meaning the unwritten rules that many workplaces expect people to know but rarely teach directly. McGough, known for career education content under Advice with Aaron, organizes common high-stakes moments into clear, reusable language patterns and word-for-word scripts readers can adapt. The emphasis is less on abstract theory and more on giving readers ready-to-use phrasing for interviews, salary conversations, boundary setting, and everyday collaboration. By treating communication as a learnable skill rather than a personality trait, the book aims to reduce anxiety, increase confidence, and help readers advocate for themselves with clarity and professionalism. The overall purpose is to make workplace talk more accessible, especially for those without mentors or insider guidance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the hidden curriculum of professional communication. A central idea in the book is that many career-limiting mistakes happen not because people lack talent, but because they were never taught the rules of workplace communication. The hidden curriculum refers to expectations that are culturally common in many professional environments but are rarely spelled out, such as when it is appropriate to negotiate, how to disagree without sounding combative, or how to ask for help without appearing incapable. McGough frames these norms as learnable, not mysterious, and argues that access to this knowledge is uneven. Some people pick it up through family, social networks, or mentors, while others are left to learn through awkward experiences or missed opportunities. By naming the hidden curriculum, the book gives readers a way to interpret confusing moments at work as skill gaps rather than personal failures. This topic also sets up the reason scripts matter when the stakes are high. It is hard to improvise. Having a reliable structure and professional phrasing helps readers participate in workplace norms without losing authenticity or self-respect. Secondly, hyper-helpful scripts as a tool for confidence and clarity. The book distinguishes itself by providing hyper-helpful, customizable scripts for specific situations. Instead of only advising readers to be confident or communicate clearly, it offers concrete language that can be practiced, adjusted, and reused. This approach treats workplace talk like a craft, the right words, in the right order, at the right time. Scripts can serve multiple purposes. They reduce decision fatigue, prevent emotional oversharing, and help people stay professional when they feel nervous, angry, or put on the spot. They also create consistency, so a reader can prepare for recurring interactions such as check-ins with a manager, feedback conversations, or follow-ups after meetings. Importantly, the scripts are presented as templates rather than rigid lines, encouraging readers to tailor tone and detail to their role and workplace culture. The value is practical readers can rehearse language before interviews, negotiations, or difficult conversations, making performance more reliable under pressure and helping them communicate boundaries and expectations without sounding either apologetic or aggressive. Thirdly, interview communication and answering common high-pressure questions. Interviewing is a recurring arena where the secret language of work matters, because candidates are evaluated not only on experience, but on how they frame it. The book addresses the gap between what interview questions literally ask and what employers often want to learn. For example, broad prompts like "Tell me about yourself" can freeze candidates who do not know what scope and structure is expected. McGough focuses on helping readers present a coherent narrative, highlight relevant strengths, and avoid accidental red flags that can distract from competence. Preparation is a key theme. Rehearsing answers is framed as a way to stay calm and professional, rather than sounding robotic. The book also aligns with the idea that some questions are less about the factual answer and more about judgment, such as questions about leaving a prior role. By offering structured responses that stay neutral and future-focused, readers can protect their credibility and keep the conversation centered on fit and value. This topic supports the book's overall purpose by turning interview uncertainty into repeatable communication patterns. Fourthly, self-advocacy at work, asking, negotiating, and requesting opportunities. Another major theme is self-advocacy, including knowing how to ask for what you need and how to do it professionally. Many professionals avoid these conversations because they fear seeming rude, ungrateful, or difficult. The book treats this hesitation as part of the hidden curriculum in many workplaces. Negotiation and proactive requests are expected forms of professional etiquette, not breaches of politeness. McGough provides language for initiating these discussions in a way that is clear, respectful, and oriented toward mutual benefit. This can include advocating for fair compensation, clarifying role expectations, requesting resources, or seeking growth opportunities. The scripts help readers avoid extremes, such as making demands without context or hinting indirectly and hoping someone notices. Instead, the goal is directness with tact, stating needs, giving concise rationale, and proposing next steps. This topic is especially useful for early career readers who have not yet learned the rhythm of professional requests. It also supports longer-term career development by reinforcing that advancement is often tied to visibility and communication, not just hard work. Lastly, boundary setting and handling difficult workplace dynamics. Workplaces require collaboration, but collaboration breaks down when boundaries are unclear or routinely ignored. The book addresses boundary setting as a communication skill, offering scripts for managing workload, responding to last-minute requests, and dealing with uncomfortable interpersonal situations. This includes how to say no, how to push back on unrealistic timelines, and how to reset expectations without burning bridges. The focus is on maintaining professionalism while still protecting time, energy, and priorities. McGough also recognizes that some readers struggle with networking or self-promotion, particularly introverts or people who dislike office politics. By offering specific phrasing, the book lowers the barrier to participating in necessary relationship building while staying within a reader comfort zone. Importantly, boundary scripts are not framed as confrontations. They are framed as clarity tools, naming what you can do, what you cannot do, and what you need in order to deliver good work. This topic reinforces the book's broader message that strong communication creates both career momentum and healthier day-to-day working relationships. In conclusion, The Secret Language of Work is best suited for readers who want practical language for real workplace moments, especially students, new graduates, and early career professionals who have not had consistent mentorship. It is also useful for people changing industries, returning to work after time away, or anyone who knows their technical skills are strong but feels uncertain in high-stakes conversations. The primary benefit is immediacy. The book emphasizes scripts and templates that can be practiced and used right away in interviews, negotiations, and everyday collaboration. That practicality can translate into greater confidence, fewer misunderstandings, and clearer professional boundaries. Compared with broader career advice books that focus on mindset or general principles, this one stands out by centering the words themselves and the structure of the conversation. It treats communication like an applied skill and aims to make the unwritten rules explicit, which can be especially empowering for readers who never had insider access to professional norms. Because the scripts are designed to be customizable, the book also encourages readers to keep their own voice while still meeting workplace expectations. In a crowded career category, its clear niche is providing ready language that helps people act, not just reflect. If you would like to support Aaron McGough, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.